Climate change. It has been one of the major emerging problems in the past few years, and Alaska seems to be at the forefront of it. When people hear about climate change, they might think of rising sea levels, increased wildfires, or shorter winters. However, one scientist from Alaska has observed that climate change can even affect interactions between people and polar bears.
My name is James Wilder. I'm the polar bear program leader for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service polar bear program in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm originally from Humboldt, Tennessee, but have lived in Alaska for 17 years or so.
With partners throughout the five Arctic countries where polar bears reside, Wilder, along with other scientists, published a paper that investigated polar bear attacks on humans. Their paper looks at published accounts of polar bear attacks since the year 1870.
Basically, we categorized the circumstances surrounding those attacks with the goal of trying to learn from them so we could provide information to people throughout the Arctic and governments and management agencies to craft strategies to keep both bears and people safe and to prevent conflicts between polar bears and people.
The research began in 2009, and Wilder traveled to Norway, Canada, Greenland, and Russia to gather data.
No one had ever analyzed polar bear attacks on people from a circumpolar perspective. We decided that the first paper we would publish would actually look at polar bear attacks on people because they are the most dramatic and, you might say, influential.
The group of researchers discovered something interesting about polar bears and their health.
What we found was a majority of bears that attacked people were actually in pretty poor body condition. So they were nutritionally stressed, and we feel like that influenced them to take more chances with people, including attacking them.
Residents of Arctic communities are also observing changes. Former Arctic Youth Ambassador Esau Sinek also observed something similar among polar bears near his village, Shishmaref.
Having my future generations after me wondering if they will be able to see and hunt polar bears is a question. And seeing that they're getting a lot skinnier because of the ice receding and not getting as much food to eat, they're getting a lot thinner. It's just sad to see that climate change is really affecting not only us, but also the wildlife that we see.
Just as Sinek describes, scientists have observed a direct relationship between polar bear nutrition and sea ice extent.
So the past few years, with rising temperature in the winter time, we've been actually getting record low for sea ice in the Arctic region.
Wilder explains that dramatic reductions in sea ice result in less time for bears to hunt in their natural habitat.
And this is kind of a red flag as we go forward because we don't see any changes in those trends in sea ice. In fact, it will probably get worse before it ever gets better.
Wilder believes that coastal communities can use the information gathered from his research to better understand how to prepare for a possible polar bear conflict.
If I lived in a coastal community in the Arctic and I read our paper, I would want to be more proactive in implementing conservation measures and mitigation measures in my community to prepare for and have the tools to address increased conflict with polar bears. So for example, in Prudhoe Bay in the oil and gas fields, they have a very successful mitigation program there through a combination of training their personnel and attractant management, having trained polar bear guards that have the skills and training necessary to haze bears away when they come around human areas.
Research on certain methods of mitigating polar bear conflicts is also being conducted and tested for effectiveness.
We also have data on, for example, the use of bear spray against polar bears. And one of the concerns about using bear spray against polar bears is that under Arctic conditions, maybe it doesn't perform as well. We're also conducting laboratory experiments on things like ambient temperature, the temperature of the bear spray canister itself, wind effects, and all that type of stuff.
Wilder wants the research to help humans in their interactions with polar bears, but hopes that the community will not use their findings as an indication that polar bears are more dangerous than they actually are. The last major polar bear attack in Alaska was in 1993, and there have only been 73 confirmed attacks worldwide since 1870.
We haven't had an attack in Alaska for the last 24 years, and why is that? I attribute a lot of that to the fact that for the last